این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is the short part of Imam Khomeini's speech. O nation of the Messiha, the followers of Jesus, the Spirit of Allah, rise up and defend the dignity of Jesus Christ and the nation of Christianity, and do not let the enemies of the divine teachings and the opposers of godly orders give a false impression of Christianity and its clergy to the oppressed peoples of the world. Do not be deceived by the presence of the superpowers in churches or by their prayers for spies and traitors. They think of nothing but more power and supremacy over the world, which is against divine teachings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Hajj. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that take note that Hajj pilgrimage is not a business trip. It is not a trip in pursuance of the world. It is the journey to God. In this part of speech, obviously, he's talking specifically to those who had made a Hajj a business trip. Obviously, there are some people who organize things, who take people to the Hajj. But the main point is when they take it as a business, then they themselves can never feel the reality of the Hajj. When they are talking about the business, obviously they're thinking, they're talking, they're giving the services, obviously providing services to the people. It's all according to the business. For example, if someone couldn't give the enough money or he had not enough money, they wouldn't give him the best services. And unfortunately, this Hajj has become a season of business, although it brings the benefits to the country where the Hajj is being conducted. Obviously, this is Mecca. So for them, this is a business. Obviously, they view it as a business point. But on top of that, for those who are going there, it shouldn't be a business. Rather, it should be something that takes them closer to God.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
This trip should not be the pursuance of the world. This journey should be for the God. Because, you know, when you do not think about God, when you do not think about the Hajj as something to be performed for God, then people are involved in the worldly activities. They are pursuing their worldly desires. And the worldly desires is one of the obstacles that does not allow us to go towards God, that does not allow us to follow the straight path, that does not allow us to gain the perfection. And the perfection that can be gained at the time of Hajj It cannot be gained at any other time. Because Hajj is a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving all the sins of the person who is attending the Hajj. And when he performs the Hajj, this is the best time to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the perfection, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast on the path of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show the istiqamah, to show that we can follow the path of Allah, insha'Allah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.